Hello, I'm Dana Goodnow from Pittsford Community Church, your pastor for the day. Have you ever found yourself trapped in a one-way conversation? You know what I mean. The person you're with just keeps talking and talking without pausing to let you share your thoughts. Well, it's important to give people the gift of listening, especially when they're experiencing a difficult time in life. Most healthy conversations will include both speaking and listening. Prayer can be like this. Conversational prayer involves both speaking to God about what's on our hearts and listening to God to discover what's on His heart. In Deuteronomy 30, verses 19 through 20, Moses instructed the Israelites about listening to God, saying, "Now choose life so that you and your children may live and that you may love the Lord your God. Listen to His voice and hold fast to Him." Young Samuel in 1 Samuel 3:10 said to the Lord, "Speak, for your servant is listening." While it's a blessing for us to speak to God in prayer, we must also learn to prayerfully listen to God. But how does God speak to us? The primary way in which God speaks to us is through His written word. Psalm 119:105 tells us, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path." Paul in Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts." We hear the heart of God through His written word. In addition to the written word of God, we can also listen to the Holy Spirit who lives in us by faith. He quietly guides our thoughts, helping us understand God's will. Romans 8:14 tells us those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. And Galatians 5:18 says, "If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under law." In other words, the indwelling Holy Spirit leads us when we listen. In order to listen to the voice of God in our hearts, we must engage in times of quiet stillness. Psalm 37:7 says, "Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for Him." In Psalm 46:10, God tells us, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." When we engage in conversational prayer, let's be careful to pause, wait, be still, and listen. God may have something He'd like to say. Jesus in John 10:27 reminds us how important it is to listen to Him. He said, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me." We want to follow Jesus more closely every day. In order to do so, we need to listen to His voice. Conversational prayer allows us to both speak to God and listen to Him. Father, help me to take time to be quiet in Your presence, to listen for Your leading, and to eagerly follow You. In Jesus' name, amen. This is Dana Goodnow from Pittsford Community Church, your pastor for the day.